Bernie.
Proverbs
19:23. The fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it shall abide in satisfaction, and he will not be visited with evil.
Proverbs 14:26-27. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death.
Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but false is filed with the man's instruction.
Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all knowledge, but false is filed with the man's instruction.
Proverbs 14:27. The fear of the Lord is the fountain of life, and you turn away from the snares of death.
Proverbs 10:27.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is gain, wisdom, knowledge, and holy understanding.
Thank you. Psalm 19:9. The fear of the Lord is king, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
Proverbs 2:16-19. To deliver you from the immoral woman from the seductress is left with the word. We forsake the companions of our youth and forget the covenant of our God. For how sweet seven to death and her past to the dead, none that go to her return. Only they redeem the past to life.
Proverbs 7:5. That they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger who is not with the Jews.
Proverbs 23:26-28. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my way. For a whore is a deep pit, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. She also lies in wait as a prey, and increases to transgression among men.
Proverbs 6:32. Whosoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He who does so is sold to the own soul.
Yes. I forgot to give you guys assignments, so I'll let you know tonight.